Arriba, arriba.
This is a place which is very mysterious for ordinary people, and even for most Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Because this very holy place represents the most secret and misunderstood aspect of Krishna's divine lila. But at the same time, if we understand it through the words of the great acharyas, who have realized the essence of Krishna consciousness, we can know that this holy place represents the sweetest aspect of the spiritual world. It is called Jawat, named after this banyan tree, I believe.
This is not a banyan tree, so I don't know where that tree is, actually.
There was a banyan tree here. But Jawat, and in this place where the tree resides, was the home of the in-laws of Srimati Radharani. We explained yesterday at Pilipokar how Radha and Krishna were about to be married. Tomorrow we're going to Bandiravan, where Radha and Krishna were married, but it was a secret. It is described that one day, little Krishna was walking with Nanda Maharaj through the pasture grounds, and it started to rain, and Nanda was thinking, I have to take care of the cows, but I must send Krishna home. At that time, Srimati Radharani was passing by, and Nanda Maharaj said, please, accompany Krishna, bring him to your home, it is closer. So Radha and Krishna began to walk, and they came to a tree called the Bandiravat. And there at that tree, Radha and Krishna, from their little tiny childhood, by their own sweet will, they grew into a 16-year-old boy and a 15 or 14-year-old girl. And just then Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Devi and the other Sakhis appeared, and they had made all beautiful, beautiful flower arrangements for a wedding. And they sat Radha and Krishna down on the throne. At that time Lord Brahma was flying overhead, and he was called, and he came, and Lord Shiva came, and so many great personalities, and Brahma performed the wedding of Radha and Krishna. And there was great celebration. Everyone was rejoicing, chanting, dancing. And after the wedding ceremony was finished, Brahma, Shiva, the other demigods, they returned to their abodes. The Sakis, Manjaris, and Gopis, they also returned to their respective places. Radha Krishna, they were standing with their hands together under Bandiravat, and then they transformed themselves again into little tiny children. And they went home. And nobody in Vrindavan, as far as parents or anybody but the intimate associates of Radharani, ever heard about this wonderful marriage. It was not legal. And yesterday we heard how Jashodamai wanted to have a formal social wedding between Radha and Krishna. But Purnamasi very specifically stopped it because she knew the sweetness of Vrindavan is to protect the Parakya Ras. And Jawat is the place that represents very specially this Parakya Ras. As you know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained how after Aghasura was killed, Lord Brahma, wanting to test to see who this little boy was who killed such a big, big snake demon, he stole the cowherd boys and the calves. And Krishna expanded himself as each cowherd boy in each calf for one full year. And all the cows and all the and the mothers and fathers of the gopas, they never suspected that anyone but their own loved ones was with them. There was only one difference. They never loved their children so much before. They loved their children the same way Yashoda and Nanda loved Krishna, because all their children were Krishna. And after a moment, which is a year by our calculation, when Brahma returned, he was very bewildered. We know this story. But during that year, Krishna approached Nanda Maharaj. And whatever Krishna wanted, Nanda and Yashoda would have to give him. He said, Nanda Maharaj, this is a very auspicious year for getting all the gopis married to gopas. Nanda Maharaj said, yes, it must be. And everyone agreed. So the gopis were married to the gopas, but it just so happened that each gopa was Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. Now all the gopis, they only wanted Krishna to be their husband. And in this way, their desires were fulfilled. And one gopa, who was a dear friend of Krishna, his name was Abhimanyu. And this Abhimanyu happened to be not Krishna himself. He was the expansion of Krishna's shadow. Now Krishna took the form of Abhimanyu, and when the marriage took place, Radharani was married to Krishna in disguise as Abhimanyu. And after the year expired, and Abhimanyu and all the cowherd boys were brought back by Brahma, Abhimanyu, knowing that Srimati Radharani is the exclusive property of Sri Krishna, he could never consider even touching her. But he understood that he had a very, very, very special function to increase the pleasurable pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he had a sister named Kutila and a mother named Jyotila. And they were both very controversial in the way they dealt with Krishna. But we should know that they were Brijabasis. They were expansions of the Lord's divine energy. And all of their activities are worshipable by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas because they know that Abhimanyu, Jyotila, and Gotila, they had such a very, very wonderful and important part to play to increase the ecstatic fun of in the loving relationships between Radha and Krishna. I'd like to tell just a couple stories, and then I'm sure Dinabandhu Prabhu will have two words. But we have no time limit tonight because it's already... Tonight is our last night with Dinabandhu Prabhu. He's going to Delhi tomorrow. So before continuing, let us all offer our deepest appreciation for his wonderful association by chanting Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
Dinabandhu Prabhu ki. So one time, we were just at Pavan Sarovar, and that is the place where Yashoda Mai asked Radharani to cook each day when she was living in Barasana. Kirtida Rani and Brishabhanu would very gladly send her, but when she was married to Abhimanyu, she was living here at Jawat, because the wife lives with the husband's family. That is the tradition. So Katila and Jatila, they understood that this was a promise, that Radharani would go to Pavan Sarovar to be with Krishna, to cook for Krishna. But they were very suspicious that Radharani is too much in love with Krishna. And our own son, Abhimanyu, her husband, it is not right. So Jatila was making so many excuses why Srimati Radharani should not go to Pavan Sarovar to cook for Lord Krishna. So Radharani, whose only object of life is to please Krishna, one day she pretended to be bitten by a snake, and she just made a cry and fell to the ground. And her friends, the Sakis, they came by and they told Jatila, Katila, this is a very, very bad emergency. Radharani has been bitten by a snake and she's laying unconscious and the poison is rising. And they were frantic because Jatila and Katila, their life and soul was Srimati Radharani. They would do anything to protect her and to please her. And actually, whatever they did, they were in their own heart doing it only for her benefit. So they were running throughout Brajbhumi. Does anyone know, anyone who knows how to extract poison from snake? If Srimati Radharani dies, then our whole family is ruined. At that time, Champatlata, one of the Sakis, appeared with a very beautiful little girl, young lady, and said that this young lady, she is a great mystic, and she has powers to extract snake poisons from people, and is very, very fortunate that she has come today. At that time, Jatila and Katila fell at her feet and begged, please, please, save Srimati Radharani, please, we'll do anything for you. Said, where is the patient? Champatlata and the little girl and the lady, the young girl, they went into the room together, said, we don't want anyone else in the room. We must be alone with the patient. They closed the door. And this young girl began to speak. Oh, snake! Snake! Why have you bitten this girl? She's so beautiful and nice. Why? And then that little girl began to pretend to have the voice of a snake. And said, because Jatila has promised that this little girl, Radharani, will cook for Krishna every day at Pavan Srovar. And she is breaking her promise. And because she's breaking her promise, this girl must die. And if she dies, Jatila and Katila will both die also. And the whole family will be destroyed. And meanwhile, Jatila and Katila's ears were at the door listening to everything. And then this snake doctor went on and said, is there any way that this poison can be removed and save her life? And the snake doctor replied.
The snake replied.
Yes. Yes. That Jatila has to vow to never interfere with Srimati Radharani's cooking for Krishna ever again. And at that time, Jatila broke and just opened the door and ran in the room and said, I promise, I'll never interfere again. Just let my daughter-in-law live. Please, please. She could go to Pavan Srovar every day and cook. I'll never interfere, but just let her live. And then Radharani began to get her color back, and she came to consciousness again. And Jatila asked Champatlata and the snake doctor that just in case the poison comes back, can this doctor stay longer? Said, yes, you leave the room. And leave me alone?
They made a nice bed on the roof.
They made a nice bed on the roof of this house. And you leave me alone with her, and I will take nice care of her. And who do you think that doctor was?
Krishna!
It's Krishna in disguise.
Hariyo!
On another occasion, Rupa Goswami writes that one time Abhimanyu was out at the market doing some purchasing, and Krishna spread a rumor that got to Jatila and Katila. And the rumor was that Krishna is coming in the disguise of Abhimanyu to associate with Srimati Radharani. So Abhimanyu was short of money, and he decided that I have to go home a little early to get some money. So as he was coming home, Jatila and Katila saw him, and they picked up sticks. And they started screaming out, we know that you're Krishna in disguise as our son, and you've come to violate Radharani's chastity. Now you get away from here. You go away. And Abhimanyu was looking at them. What's happening? What is this? I don't understand. They said, get out of here. Get out of here. Run away. And they started threatening to beat him. And Abhimanyu just went away, completely bewildered and confused. And after he left, Krishna came in the disguise of Abhimanyu. And Jatila and Katila both approached him and embraced him and say, oh, Abhimanyu, we're so happy that you've come. That rascal Krishna, he tried to come and see Radharani, but we chased him away with sticks. And Krishna, in the form of Abhimanyu, said, very good, very good. And Jatila and Katila said, now, Abhimanyu, you should go be with your wife, Srimati Radharani. And Abhimanyu said, you know, that there's a special puja going on tonight, and Srimati Radharani should actually attend that puja all night with her friends. Mangala puja. So, of course, Jatila and Kutila were always anxious to fulfill the desires of who they thought were their son. And so she sent Radharani for the Mangala Puja all night. And when she arrived, who was waiting there?
Krishna.
Shyam Sundar Krishna. And they enjoy beautiful Ras Leela along with the Sakis, the Manjaris, and the other confidential associates of Shishi Radha Krishna. Srimati Radharani, she would leave Jawat every morning, and she would make so many wonderful preparations. And Mother Jashoda was so grateful, so eternally indebted with pure love for Srimati Radharani, that one day she decided to give her the best of her jewelry as a gift. And Krishna saw Jashoda packing trunk. Said, why are you packing all this jewelry in the trunk? You should just give it to me. I'll wear it now. And Yashoda said, it's not for you. You go out and play. This is a gift for Srimati Radharani, and I have called for Abhimanyu to personally come and bring it to her. So Krishna went out to play, and Yashoda finished packing and put a lock on the trunk. And then Subala and Sridhama and the other cowherd boys, along with Krishna, they secretly broke in the room, they broke the lock, they opened the trunk, they took all the jewelry out, and they put Krishna in. And then they closed the trunk, and they got a lock that looked just like the original lock, and they locked it. And a few minutes later, Abhimanyu came, and Yashoda said, this is a very special gift that you can give to Radharani, and no one else should see what's in this except Srimati Radharani. So Abhimanyu took the trunk and placed it on his back and carried it here to Jawat and went to Srimati Radharani's room. Jatila Katila said, what is this? Oh, this is a gift from Mother Jashoda for Srimati Radharani. Oh, then you bring it into her room. And then the door was closed and Srimati Radharani opened the trunk, and what do you think she found?
Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Ram! 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 Hare Hare!
On another occasion, Krishna was here with Srimati Radharani, and Kutila, his sister, understood that Radharani is with Krishna. And Abhimanyu had just come home, and Kutila started chastising him. You think your wife is so chaste and faithful to you? I've been telling you that she spends time alone with Krishna. And if you don't believe me, you just go look and see. There's two versions to the story I've heard. One is that they were in the forest, and one is that they were in the closet. Radha and Krishna were in a closet together. Some others say she was in the forest with Krishna. But in either way, she said, I have seen that Krishna is with Radha. You go and you look. So Abhimanyu went along with Jatila and Kutila, and they opened the door. And Radharani was thinking, oh no, we're caught. But then she saw Jatila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu bowing down. Is she bowing down to Krishna? How would they bow down to Krishna? So then she turned around, and Krishna had manifested himself as a deity of Kalimata.
And that deity is only visible right during this month of Kartik. If you don't come here any other time, you won't get that darshan. It's over there on the right side of the altar.
And Kalimata is not someone that you chastise. So they were very happy. They said, oh, Srimati Radharani, you are worshipping Kali Mata. And they were very happy. And there's a deity right here where the closet was. And it's a deity of Kali Mata. But actually, who do you think it is?
Krishna!
It's Krishna in the form of Kali. So by worshiping that deity, you're not doing demigod worship. You're directly worshiping Shyam Sundar, the Lord of Vrindavan, the person.
हमारे ठहरने के लिए और जो भी भक्त यहाँ रहना चाहते हैं बहुत सुंदर कमरे हैं ऊपर तो महाराज मेरे लिए कुछ नहीं रहा
No one will believe that.
Well, practically, it's true. I'm running through my memory banks trying to. लेकिन ये तो बहुत ही जैसे महाराज ने कहा गौड़ीय वैष्णवों के लिए ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण सबसे महत्वपूर्ण स्थान है यहाँ तो Radharani सबसे how do you say the most deepest Bipralamba सबसे
गहरा
Bipralamba अनुभव करती है ये जावत जैसा एक खारागार
Jail,
just like a black dungeon is what, in English we would say black dungeon, deep black dungeon. तो एक बार हमने बताया था ये राधारानी राय की कथा और राधारानी ये चंद्र सरोवर जब हम लोग गोवर्धन परिक्रमा कर रहे थे जब कृष्ण जी का मुकुट और बंसी अप्रकट हो गई सो उस ये बज्रमास के प्रतिपद राधा गोविंद मंदिर में एक बहुत ही विशेष दर्शन है सुबालवेश जैसे राधा रानी राय तो मदन मोहन मंदिर में है तो सुबालवेश राधा गोविंद मंदिर में उस समय कृष्ण वन में था और सब गोपों को बोला कि हम राधा रानी के बिना नहीं रह सकते मेरा प्राण छोड़ दूंगा राधा रानी यहाँ ले आओ जल्दी से जल्दी शीघ्र ही शीघ्र लेकिन वो अभी तो जावत में है उनका ससुराल के घर में कैसा यहाँ ले ससुराल जिसे
ससुराल
चटीला कुटीला के पास ना 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 मैं मेरा प्राण छोड़ दूंगा मैं अभी उनके दर्शन करना मैं प्राण नहीं रख सकते सुबाल बुलाओ सुबाल कुछ उपाय करेंगे So Subal, sab Gopon Subal ke paas gaye. So Subal, Javad ki or chal di ya. Aur aane mein Jatila aur Kutila dekhe ki dekho ye Subal aa raha hai, Krishna ka mitra hai. How do you say sarcasm?
Vyang.
बहुत ही व्यंग पूर्वक बोले सुबाल हे सुबाल यहन क्या कर रहे हो अरे जटिला कुटिला मेरे एक बछड़ा खो गई सो मैं उसको ढूंढ रहा है ठीक है वो क्योंकि कृष्ण के पास नहीं जाते वो कृष्ण आपको अब कृष्ण आपके मित्र है, वो आपको सहायता देंगे. When did you go ask Krishna to help you? Krishna? Oh, ekdam vyarthe. He's useless. वो मुझे कोई सहायता नहीं देगा. वो तो हमेशा गोपियों के पास है और हमेशा कुछ बदमाशी कर रहे, चोरी कर रहे. हम उनके पास, हम मेरे किसी, हम मेरे सब संबंध छोड़ दिया. आई हैव गिवन अप एनी कनेक्शन विद हिम. ही इज जस्ट वो वो ही इज लंपट एंड कंपट एंड सो मेनी थिंग्स. अजब जटीला कोटीला ये सुना. अच्छा उसका ध्यान आ गया. अच्छा ऐसे. हाँ हम कृष्ण के साथ कोई संबंध नहीं रखते. ये वो बहुत बदमाश है. अच्छा ओ सुबह ओ फिर आइए सुबह बैठिए. कुछ छाछ पियो, कुछ लड्डू लड्डू कोई कुटिल कुछ लड्डू ले आओ, विशाल कुछ लस्सी बनाओ. विशाल यह सुबह यहन बैठो, हम आपके बच्चों ढूंढेंगे ढूंढेंगे. तो जटीला कुटीला गाय वन में उनका बछड़ा देखने के लिए और सुबाल वहाँ लस्सी पी रहा था. जब सब लोग चले गए वो घर के अंदर घुस गए राधा रानी के कमरे में. बोला कि अभी कृष्ण वन में है और आपका दर्शन बहुत जरूरी है, आप जाइए. किंतु सुबाल हम क्या करेंगे, मैं तो मेरा अभी जटीला कुटीला के घर में है, मैं क्या करूँ. लेकिन सुबाल के एक विशेष गुण है, वो राधा रानी से मिलती जुलती है. He has very very soft features, just like राधा रानी. वो बोले जल्दी जल्दी हम आप मेरा गोप का वेश आपको दे देंगे और हम आपके साड़ी में आपके वेश में हो जाएंगे. तो ऐसा हो गया. लेकिन जब राधा रानी गोप के वेश में आ गई तो थोड़ा नीचे देखा. किंतु सवाल कुछ तकलीफ है. नो 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 कोई तकलीफ नहीं है. मैं हमने उनको बोला कि हमें बछड़े ढूंढ रहे, अभी बछड़े ले आएंगे. सो बछड़े ले आए और राधा रानी के हाथ में उनके छठी के सामने रख दिया. तो फिर राधा रानी घर से निकल गए. उस समय जटीला कुटीला है, राधा रानी गोप सुबाल के वेश में है. ओ सुबाल आपका बच्चे मिल गए. और सुबाल उनका और राधा रानी उनका सिर ऐसे करके वो चले गए कृष्ण जी के पास. तो आप देख सकते हैं राधा गोविंद मंदिर में उस समय राधा रानी गोप के वेश में है, सुबाल वेश, उनका चरण कमल के दर्शन भी होते हैं और उनके हाथों में उनका छठी के सामने ये बछड़ा, एक चांदी का बछड़ा रखी है. सो कोई नहीं पहचान सकते कि वो बालक नहीं है तो लाली है. बोलो श्रीमती राधा रानी की. और हम ग्वाल पोखर में कुछ लीला बताए. मधु मंगल और कृष्ण वो सूर्य पूजा से है. तो ये सूर्य पूजा क्या है? एक बार पूर्णमासी जटीला कुटीला के पास आई. अगर आप अभिमन्यु का संपत्ति और गो उसका इंक्रीज वरदान वरदान चाहते हैं, उनका संपत्ति का वरदान करना चाहते हैं, तो राधा रानी को सूर्य पूजा करवाओ. सूर्य कुंड में राधा कुंड की उत्तर दिशा में एक सूर्य कुंड है जहाँ Surya Bhagwan hai, ka murti hai. Lekin, Purnamasi ne kaha, is puja ke liye bahut hi yogyata aur gunit, matlab, Brahman ka avashakti hai. Very qualified. Sattvic Brahman chahiye. Bahut hi sattvic Brahman chahiye. So jatila aur kutila wo kuch Brahmanon ke liye gayi thi. Aur raste mein dekha ki do Brahman aa rahe hain. Brahmachari ke vesh mein hai. Paduka pehenkar aur unka shastra arm, how do you say arm ke niche? Bagal mein. Kamandalu, sab ek bahut lambe hai, ek toda chote hai, aur toda langra hai. Aur aisa lagta hai, ek guru hai, ek shishya hai. So Jatila ne kaha ki aap Brahman hai? Aur ye guru bola, haan, hum Brahman hai. Aur kiske putra hai? Aur hum log to Gargacharya ki putra hai. Acha, aap kahan rehte? Mathura mein rehte? Acha, aap Gargacharya ki putra hai? Haan? To, aap to bahut hi uchit Brahman hai. Just what we need. Hamare puja ke liye aap uchit hai. Aur ye shishya bola, nahi, nahi. Hum dono brahmachari hai, hum striyon ke paas nahi jaate. Aur hum stri ka kisi prakar ka samband, hum puja bhi nahi karate, kuch nahi karte, hum striyon se hamare kuch bhi samband nahi. Nahi, nahi, wo aise brahman hume chahiye, hamare bahu ke liye. Ye hamare liye, hamare bahu ke liye, chote bahu hai, choti bahu hai. Radharani. Na, na, na. Ye shishya bola, na na na, hamare guru kisi bhi ek prakar ka stri sambandh nahi karte. Bilkul. Aur kisi prakar, hum log to sattvic brahmin hai. Hum kisi devi devaton ka puja nahi karte. Hum log keval surya ka puja karte hai. Lekin yehi hai. Jatila, yehi hai, hum log to surya puja karwana chahte hai. Eh, hamare bahu ke liye, kripaya. Oh, Guru bola, jaisa mere shishya batate hain, ye sahi hai. Lekin, hum sochte hain ki aapke liye hum ek exception. Exception means?
Ek chhoot.
Chhoot?
Ek chhoot de rahe hain.
Chhoot.
Chhoot. Chhoot? We'll make some exception. Chhoot. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. Apavad?
Apavad.
Apavad. Vishesh? Vishesh chut. All right. Aapke liye vishesh chut. Karenge. Oh, theek hai. So, sab ho gaya? Aur Krishna ne kaha, aur matlab Guru ne kaha? Lekin hame koi dakshina nahi chahiye.
We do not want any dakshina. We don't want any.
Brahman to dakshin ke lobby se nahi kuch anusthan nahi karna chahiye.
Brahman should not do anything out of greed.
So hame kuch dakshina nahi chahiye. Hum aapke bahu ke liye puja karwayenge. Wo abhi bhejo surya ke mandir mein, hum log wahan ja rahe hain. Surya kund mein.
We are going there.
Le aao aapke bahu abhi.
Bring your daughter-in-law.
So Jatila Kutila aaye. Radharani, Radharani! Bahut hi sundar Brahman mile. Don't know Brahmachari. Nice stick Brahmachari. Koi kisi prakar ka stri ka sambandh nahi karte. Ye aapko surya puja karwayenge. Radharani socho, Jatila. Aap jante, Jatila. Jatila ka arth kya hai? Jaise ye sadhu unke upar jata hai. Sab twisted and tangled and twisted and tangled. So Jatila ka booty aise hai. Sab Jatila. Aur Kutila crooked. So Radharani jante hai, oh, ये लोग हमेशा मुझे किसी चक्र में फंस जाते हैं, फंसा जाते हैं, अभी क्या हो गया. तो वो जाना नहीं चाहती थी, लेकिन किसी पर जबरदस्ती से ले आई और सूर्यकुंड गई. जब सूर्यकुंड आए और देखे ये ब्राह्मण, दोनों ब्राह्मण को देखकर वो तुरंत उसका सारी उनके मुंह के क्योंकि हंसने लगे. ये दोनों ब्राह्मण कौन है? आप समझ सकते हैं, ये गुरु है कृष्ण. शिष्य कौन है? मरुभंगा. और फिर गुरु ने कहा कि मेरा शिष्य बहुत ही विशेष मंत्र जानते हैं सूर्य पूजा के लिए. सो आपके बहु यहन बेटा दो मेरे सामने. और मरुमंगा बहुत ही विशेष मंत्र बोले. और ये मंत्र एक दृष्टि से वो सूर्य का पूजा, सूर्य के बारे में स्तुति है. और संस्कृत के दूसरी दृष्टि से वो सब कृष्ण के स्तुति है. सो मरुमंगल कृष्ण का पूजा के लिए, राधा रानी के लिए कराया है. और जटिला बोला वो ये बहुत विचित्र मंत्र है, हम कभी नहीं सुना ऐसे मंत्र. और गुरु ने कहा हाँ मेरा शिष्य बहुत सुंदर मंत्र जानते हैं. और ठीक है, हम आपको कुछ दक्षिणा देना चाहते. और मानो नहीं 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 नहीं, हम लोग तो किसी स्त्री का वस्तु हम नहीं छूते. हम कोई दक्षिण स्त्री से हम नहीं. नहीं नहीं, ये बहुत सुंदर पूजा है, ये बहुत ही सुंदर पूजा है, कुछ दक्षिणा ले लो. कोई अनुष्ठान पूर्ण नहीं होते जब दक्षिणा नहीं होते. नहीं नहीं नहीं, हम लोग तो कुछ किसी स्त्री का वस्त्र हम छूते नहीं. ना ना ना, आपको अवश्य कुछ दक्षिणा लेना चाहिए. पर मेरा मंगो आप जानते हो थोड़ा लोभी है. ठीक है, मेरे गुरु के, मेरे गुरु के लिए हम स्वीकार कर सकते हैं. मेरे गुरु कभी कुछ चीज नहीं छूटते, स्वीकार चीज कभी नहीं छूटते. लेकिन ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ माय गुरु, मेरे गुरु के लिए हम उसे स्वीकार कर सकते हैं. एक बहुत ही सुंदर अंगूठी, राधा रानी का अंगूठी. और फिर बहुत से लड्डू जो सूर्य पूजा के पूजा में भोग लगाए, बहुत से लड्डू मधुमन को दे दिए. और फिर या जटीला कुटीला बोला ये पूजा इतने सुंदर है, हम हर रविवार हमारे बहु यहन बेच देंगे. क्योंकि आप लोग तो ब्रह्मचारी है, नैस्तिक ब्रह्मचारी, हम उनको खेले, हम लोग तो नहीं आएंगे उनके साथ, हम अकेले बेच देंगे. सो हर रविवार आप पूजा हमारे बहु के लिए. हाँ ठीक है, हम करेंगे. और फिर राधा रानी सब लोग चले गए. लेकिन राधा रानी उनके सब से प्रिय साखियाँ उनके पीछे ही रखा. क्यों? क्योंकि इसी जब रास्ते में चलते चलते समय वो उनके पीछे देखेंगे, जैसे वो उनके साखियों से बात करते हैं, लेकिन वास्तव में उनके दृष्टि वो पीछे पीछे मंदिर तक जहाँ ये दोनों ब्राह्मण परे हैं. इसलिए उनके सारे साखी उनके पीछे रखे. She put them all backside, so she will turn to talk to them, but actually she's looking back and seeing Krishna. Jai Jai Siva. Or jab Radharani ye javat mein hai, jaisa hum pehle bataya tha. और महाराज ने आपको समझाया बहुत ही साखियाँ राधा रानी के कमरे में उनके बिस्तर पर मरवी, मलती, रतरानी, सब प्रकार के फूल और चंदन चंदन के लेप, उनके विरह अग्नि का कम करने के लिए। लेकिन जब राधा रानी इसके इस बिस्तर के ऊपर लेट जाती हैं, तुरंत सब धूली हो जाते हैं, फूल लेप सब एक क्षण में धूली हो जाती है। इतनी विरह अग्नि है। और अभी हम लोग सुने था कि पावन सरोवर में कुकिंग करती हैं, वहाँ गोपियाँ उनसे पहले वहाँ गए और 50 अलग अलग चूल्हा जला दिया और सब सब्जी खा लिया, सब कुछ तैयार रखा राधा रानी के लिए। राधा रानी 50 चूल्हा के बीच में बैठे हैं, लेकिन नंदगांव में होने से इतना आनंद आते हैं कि 50 चूल्हा के बीच में बैठने से एक भी बूंद पसीना उनके सिर पर भी नहीं आते, एक भी बूंद नहीं आते। तो ये सब हम लोग तो शायद हजारों हजारों जीवन के पश्चात ये सब समझ सकते हैं। अभी हम लोग केवल ये डूली हमारे सिर पर रख सकते हैं और प्रार्थना कर सकते हैं कि एक दिन गुरु और गौरंग के कृपा से हम ये सब लीला समझ सकते हैं। और आप देख सकते हैं ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण, जैसे महाराज ने बताया, ये सबसे महत्वपूर्ण स्थान है और बहुत इसका रूप अभी तो बहुत इट इज ब्रोकन एंड टूटे एंड फूटे। सो हमारा वृंद ट्रस्ट की ओर से हम लोग हमारे वृंद देवी के फंड से एक लोन ले लिया, $30,000 और अभी कल हमारे पुजारी भागवत प्रसाद पुजारी ने 20 कट्टा सीमेंट खरीद लिया। तो हम लोग वृंद देवी के फंड से एक लोन ले लिया $1,000 का, लगभग 30,000 रुपी और 30,000 रुपी का मरम्मत। सो जो लेकिन बहुत से काम है, अगर कोई उसके इच्छा है राधा रानी के कृपा प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं तो आप हमारे पास भेज सकते हैं कोई डोनेशन और लिख के ये जो वृंदकुंड के लिए और जो राधा रानी के जावत स्थान के लिए आप भेज सकते हैं और राधा रानी की कृपा प्राप्त कर सकते हैं। हम बहुत दिनों से वृंदावन दास से चर्चा करेंगे क्या करेंगे यहाँ, ये हमारा बहुत ये सबसे श्रेष्ठ और ये राधा रानी हम केवल हमारे श्याम सुंदर के राधा रानी। आई कैन नॉट से दैट दिस वन इज नंबर टू, देयर बराबर। दिस इज सबसे सुंदर उनको रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी के एक प्रार्थना है। और आज ही बहुत ही उचित है, वो कहते हैं गौरीम रक्तावरम रम्याम सुनेत्रा सुस्मितानां श्यामं सुविष्टं सारिकं राधिकं आश्रयेत् सदा। गौरीम रक्तावरम रम्याम, वो बहुत ही रमणी है और तप्त कंचन जैसा
पिघला
हुई सोना, आप देख सकते पिघले हुए सोने का दृष्टि हो रहे हैं। और गौरी रक्तावरम, शी इज ड्रेस्ड इन रेड और लाल वस्त्र में है, अभी देखिए लाल वस्त्र। गौरी रक्तावरम रम्याम सुनेत्रा, उनका बहुत ही सुंदर नेत्र है। सुनेत्रम सुस्मितानानम, और उसका मुस्कुराहट बहुत ही मधुर है। गौरीम रक्तावरम रम्याम सुनेत्रा सुस्मितानानम, ये स्मित होते हैं जब मुस्कुराहट में थोड़ा सा दंत की दृष्टि होती है।
mind is like that, that slightly the teeth are...
It's just thoda sa dhati ka darshan hoti hai. It's smita hai.
It's called smita.
Sunetram smuti susmitananam shamam swabhistam sarikam shamam bodhi saral hai. Lekin swabhistam sarikam, jo bhi aapke ichche hai, wo purn kar sakti hai. Bodhi chatur hai. Saral hai, lekin shamam swabhistam sarikam. लेकिन बहुत ही चतुर भी है उनका जो अभिष्ट है वो पूर्ण कर सकती हैं राधिकम आश्रय सदा उस राधा रानी से मैं आश्रय लेते हैं सदा हमेशा के लिए
जय जय श्री राधे जय जय श्री राधे
saying this is very
Haribo.
No, they all know Hindi. They said Hindi in Russia.
Let us... Jis kisi ke chao, Thakur ji ke khob Shri ji ke arpan karo. Aur ab kaam to usne jo kaha, bhaiya, tum log jaise inse hi mahan purushon se ek kaam dharma de ke chal rahe hain. Nahi to gaman mein to hai kya?
It's repeating.
Gaman mein kya? Ann mil jayega.
Let us now complete our day's parikrama with kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to chant the holy names in the mood of cultivating these feelings of separation. During the Ratha Yatra, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting these deep moods of separation and meetings with Lord Sri Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada explained that this is the proper and safe way of approaching Krishna by cultivating these feelings of viparalamba or separation. And as we purify our heart, naturally, without the glimpse, the vision of Sri Krishna, Mahaprabhu said, a moment is like 12 years or more, and the universe is like a dreary void. And we find in the Acharyas like Raghunath Das, after Lord Chaitanya left this world along with Swarup Damodar, he was thinking, let me jump from Govardhan Hill and take my life. And Srinivas Acharya, after he heard that his beloved Lord Sri Chaitanya and later Gadadhar Pandit and Rupa Goswami had left, he decided, let me enter fire and end my life. So these feelings of separation are prominent amongst all the great devotees of the Lord. And we want to cultivate these feelings of separation from Krishna. For in the feelings of separation, we intensify our remembrance, and in that intensity, we more intimately are united with Krishna within our hearts. So let us, in this holy place of Javat, which represents the supreme feelings of separation, let us very feelingly cry out the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with the desire to develop these moods in which the whole world is void without Krishna. Longing from the core of our hearts to be reunited with the previous acharyas, reunited with Krishna and his associates through constant remembrance and constant engagement in their loving service. Let us chant in this mood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Stand up. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Temple that we're just passing by, please have darshan as you're passing. This is the place where Mirabai lived for many, many years of her life and performed her bhajan for Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. The deities are Radha and Krishna, and on our left with karakals in hands is Mirabai.
Evil.